Hello, everybody out there on farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by ADM.
Somewhere in the heartland, a child is sitting down to breakfast, which is why a farmer is rising for a 15-hour day, and a trucker is beginning a 5-day journey, and ADM is turning corn and wheat, soy and cocoa beans into your favorite foods. Somewhere in the heartland, a child is sitting down to breakfast, which is why so many work so long and take their job to heart. ADM, resourceful by nature.
ADM, the farmer's friend. And now for today's commentary. We're just beginning to see what I expect to be a flood of articles about government farm programs. In my hand, I have the New York Times, dated December the 26th, the day after Christmas. On page one is a long article critical of farm subsidies. And here I quote it, despite the fact that farm income has doubled in 2 years, federal subsidies have gone up nearly 40% over the same period. Yes, that is true. It's all true. Of course, the year of comparison is 2002, a terrible year for farmers. Now, that year, net farm income was a dismal $38 billion. And this year, at $73 billion, it's the very best. The article goes on to point out that 70% of the payments go to 10% of the producers. But those are the farmers that produce the food. They grow the crops. If we're going to have subsidies at all, shouldn't it go to those that grow the crops? The farm support program in place now is far from perfect. Certainly, it'll be scaled back when a new bill is written, and I would also expect more of the money will be shifted to conservation. However, the farm bill of today has kept payments fairly stable and provided help in years of low farm income. 2004 appears to be an aberration from past experience. The debate about farm policy is getting an early start. 2005 will be all debate. In 2006, the new bill will be written. That isn't to say that there won't be an attempt to trim the subsidy level this year also. Many of the farm program critics just want to lower the payment limitation level. They complain, this was in the Times article, too much money goes to big farmers. Why don't little farmers get more? Well, I don't support severe payment limitations, and here's why. The bigger farmers are the growers that give us the most reasonably priced food in the world. If we ratchet down the payment limitation level of large farms and have no reduction for smaller farms, the support program becomes nothing more than a welfare program for small farms. Over the past 20 years, we've improved our farm programs dramatically, and I'm sure the next bill will be another step towards improvement. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.